It is time for the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. You can now call in on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And you can have your queries posted to Maulana Ridwan, who will be joining us shortly on the program. Alternatively, you can send a message to our WhatsApp number. And the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. 488-55. That is the other number. That is the SMS number. So those are some of the ways in which you can get in touch with us and send your queries through. Okay, we have confirmation that Maulana joins us on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Mufti Saab.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana, in how many provinces of South Africa does Sanha operate?
We operate in all the provinces of South Africa. However, we have three national offices, one being Durban and Cape Town and Johannesburg. In addition to that, we do have satellite offices. We have regional offices in places like Kimberley, PE, etc. We have representatives in those parts of the country as well. But yes, certification carries on throughout the country. There isn't any specific province, hence the name South African National Halal Authority. We're a national body representing all our provinces in terms of certification.
JazakAllah khair for that clarity. We take your queries. Anyone has a query, 072-786-1548, or the best way to get through is via the call-in number, 011-854-1548. That is the number to call into the program and have your queries posted directly to Maulana Ridwan, who is waiting on a line to respond to any of your queries that you have this evening. Maulana, what's been the latest developments at the offices in the last few days?
We've made an announcement that our AGM will be taking place, and that will be happening on Sunday, the 18th of October. It will be in Cape Town. And yes, you know, every year we try to take it to a different a province, so that, or rather, we rotate it between the three main provinces where we have our offices, as I just mentioned. So this year is the turn of Cape Town, and on Sunday, 18th October 2015, we will be having our AGM at the Taronga Road Masjid Hall in Crawford, Cape Town. This is obviously to give feedback to the community. It's an open invitation, and yes, we urge them and invite all those that can make it in Cape Town to please come and join us at the AGM, where financials will be given out and various aspects of the organization, what's been done in the past year, it will be reviewed, etc. There'll be various addresses, etc. So yes, we are looking forward to that. And we have confirmed that in this past week. We put notices out, and once again, I do invite, on behalf of Sanha, we invite the community to come and participate in our AGM.
Yes, I think it was 3 years ago, as you indicate, that the AGM was in Cape Town, and Maulana Muhammad Ismail Bukharia, who does the website for Sanha, was also there present, and he had at that time told us that there was good feedback from the last AGM in Cape Town.
Yeah, in fact, you know, in the past few years, we've, alhamdulillah, the best attended AGM that we've had in probably the last decade has been in Cape Town, and specifically the one that Maulana Bukharia was referring to. We had lots of attendees. It was a beautiful AGM, and you know, everybody you know, familiarized themselves with Sanha and the workings. And if there was any questions, we obviously opened the floor, and people are welcome to ask the questions at the AGM. Yes, the one in Cape Town was a success, and we're hoping for the same this year, inshallah.
At times with the AGMs, you have some road shows, programs that are conducted. Is anything like that planned?
Yes, we do we try and do that simultaneously. So members of Senha will be going earlier than the Sunday, and we inshallah will be having programs Jummah time in various masajid. In addition to that, the last time I remember when we were in Cape Town, we did have an ulama program. So there are a few programs that are lined up, and inshallah closer to the day, we will, once it's finalized, we will notify the public about it, and then we can have people coming to the programs and participating in such events. Even the last time that we went to Cape Town, there were a few masjid programs. We went to various areas, various speakers, etc. And the beautiful thing is that probably the entire Senha team is there. So, you know, any aspect of the organization, whether it be with regards to the jurisprudential points, or whether it be product-related, whether it be the history of Senha, the financials of Senha, whatever it is, the team is there, so they can adequately answer the questions, and people obviously are welcome to ask those questions.
Yes, a query coming through: are palm milk cheeses and yogurts halal certified?
The cheeses and yogurt from palm milk, the cheeses are halal. The yogurts, we don't approve that, has gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Jazakumullah khair. Reminder to the listeners, lines are open. The SMS line is also available to you, as well as the WhatsApp number 0727 761 1548. The next one is silk dairy milk Cadbury made in France allowed?
We unfortunately don't have details about that, because it's from France. It's an imported product. We've only been able to get information on the local Cadbury chocolate, locally manufactured ones. Those are allowed, but as far as the ones made in France, the new product, and we're unable to really give any feedback on that, unfortunately.
Jazakumullah khair. Next one is Simba Knickknacks cheese allowed?
Simba Knickknacks cheese is allowed. There's no problem at all with it.
072-786-1548. That is the WhatsApp number. The next one is Orange Grove fresh cream halal?
Mufisab, we used to certify the Orange Grove brand. Unfortunately, they also decided to introduce gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals, hence we had to remove and withdraw our certification. We could not continue certifying that particular facility. In the absence of our inspections, and that I really can't give assurances on any of their products, we don't do any inspections anymore. Then there's no audits, and we don't have any information. There's no submissions at all. So at this precise moment, we're unable to get, or we're unable to give any information on any of their products, whether it be fresh cream, juice, yogurt, or whatever else they make.
Is first choice processed cheese slices halal?
The processed cheese slices, that we wouldn't be able to give assurances on that, because a lot of the processed cheese slices do contain gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals. What we can advise the consumer is to purchase the Dairy Bell slices as well as the palm milk slices. Those are halal.
Jazakumullah khair. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
You live on air.
I would like to know if Orbit and Infinity Bubblegum are halal.
Orbit and Infinity Bubblegum. The Orbit, you can have that. Infinity as well is halal.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. The next one is Burger King halal? I think there's one opening in Fordsburg.
As far as Burger King is concerned, we don't have any association with the franchise. It was a popular product franchise when it came into the country and when it was launched recently. So what we did is we did ask the head office for information. We tried to get details on the facility, because we were inundated with calls. Unfortunately, we did not receive any feedback, so we can't really comment on that particular franchise.
Jazakumullah khair. The next query is with regards to the Doritos chips, Simba chip. In fact, it's Dorito chips and Simba chips. Is there any flavors that are not allowed?
Now, all of them are fine. You can have any flavor across the board in the Simba and the Lays. There's no problem with any of that.
Now, the next one is the Dragon Energy Drink.
That is also halal to them.
011-854-1548, that is the number to call in if you have any queries. Alternatively, the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. Pick and pay cakes?
We don't really have details on the pick and pay cakes because when it comes to facilities that are not certified, there's quite a lot of challenges involved in that. For example, you have the ingredients themselves. A lot of times in cakes, you have wine that's added to it. And other non-halal ingredients, you have gelatin, for example, added to a particular confectionery product. Now, that's a concern because we don't have the information on that. In addition to that, there's other factors such as contamination with non-halal ingredients. A lot of places, there is a common preparation area where meat products, meat loaves are made, and other products are baked in the same oven, same preparation area. That jeopardizes the halal status of a simple product. It may be rolls, it may be buns, etc. But because of these external factors, and that we would always advise consumers to be circumspect when purchasing from there, or when intending to purchase from there. We have instances where the product is entirely halal. All the ingredients are halal, but it's basted with a pork bristle brush. And that obviously spoils everything. It contaminates it, and the entire product, though neutral in terms of its ingredients, becomes non-halal. So these are some of the factors. You know, we have greases as well on the pan. The greases, a lot of times animal fat is used for that. And when it's not supervised, when there's no monitoring of it, then it really becomes a challenge to be able to give any assurances on such products. Therefore, we always advise people to be cautious and not to purchase such products where there is the risk of contamination and the risk of non-halal ingredients being added and used in such products. Consumers, I advise not to purchase such products.
The next one that comes through is with regards to the Lindt Halo range.
Gee, as far as Lindt chocolates are concerned, there are certain variants that have liquor in them. This will be stated on the packaging. In fact, you can access the Lindt website and they would have an ingredient listing of all products. And where it does contain liquor, it will be stipulated. Besides that factor, there isn't any other ingredient that we've come across that's questionable. So the non-liquor ranges are perfectly fine.
JazakAllah khair for that. The next one that comes through on our WhatsApp number, and this in fact is the picture of a product. 999, it's called 999.
I'm not particularly sure what product they're referring to. If the consumer can call our offices and give us the details, inshallah, we can try and advise them further on that.
The next one is Crystal Valley Long Life Milk.
And there's no problem with that. It is halal.
Then, besides that, there's another one that comes through, and this one is with regards to Clover Sour Milk.
Clover Sour Milk is halal.
And then Marvelous Creations by Cadbury.
Cadbury Marvelous Creations, both variants are halal as well.
JazakAllah khair. For that, we move on to our next query. And this one is Nutella Ferrero. Oh, in fact, it's a number of Nutella Ferrero. Is that one? I'm not sure. Is it just different brands or is it one thing?
Well, Nutella is made by Ferrero. The Nutella is the chocolate spread that is halal. The Ferrero chocolate halal as well.
Okay, then the next one is hazelnut sprayed with cocoa.
That's just a type of product. We would obviously have to have a name, like you get the Nutella, so for chocolate spread, chocolate hazelnut spread, which is fine. In this instance, where the question is very vague and there's no explanation as to who the manufacturer is, unfortunately, it's not possible to state whether that product that the consumer is referring to is halal or not. We don't really know which product they are referring to.
The next one is with regards to spray and cook, and cook and bake spray.
Both of those sprays are halal, which are
them. Okay, we move on to our next SMS question that comes through, and this one states, which Mentos sweets are halal?
I can give you a few of them of the range that's not halal, variants that are not halal, which would be easier. The strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, the rainbow rolls, cinnamon, grape, and the sour. Those ones are not halal. Besides that, the ones like the fruit and the mint, there's no problem with that. Those are halal.
Kellogg's Cinnabon cereal.
We don't have any information on that, unfortunately.
Jazakumullah khair for that. Now, the next one is with regards to the sour cream. In fact, it's saying that sour cream, not sour milk, yes, sour cream.
See, the clover sour cream as well as the sour milk, both of them are fine.
072-786-1548, that is your number to send your queries through. Mullah, we've run out of time for this evening. Your closing comments?
As always, we give out the numbers, our contact details. They can contact our offices telephonically at the helpline on 0861-786-111. Our helpline email address is helpline@tanha.org.za. In addition to that, we have our social media platforms, our website, www.tanha.org.za. Twitter handle is @tanha_halal. And our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, that brings us to the close of the program for this evening. It was the Sanha segment, and that also brings us to the close of Your World Today on Radio Islam International.